Well, I want to welcome my friend Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org to the phone once again because we always have great information. How you doing, Mansa?
Fine. Yeah, we try to do our thing on Take Control Tuesday for sure so people could take control and be empowered in their finances and their financial decisions. So.
Absolutely. And today we're going to talk about raising money smart kids for life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, you know, for a lot of us, we can trace back the beginning of our financial troubles when we entered adulthood just by the fact that we didn't have a whole lot of knowledge or experience with money.
Exactly.
And certainly with credit and investments and banking and all these kind of things that are necessary to live an adult life. So let's talk about how to raise kids that'll be money smart for life. You know, the Bible tells us raise a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. Well, that's a principle, you know, and the Bible certainly is strong on financial stuff. So I think it applies in this case. The most important thing, Randy, I want to say is don't hide the family finances from your kids. Most of us were raised in total financial secrecy.
Yep.
We had no idea what was going on or anything. If anything, the only time we got an inkling of finances is when the pressure and stress of it got so hard that our parents or caregivers lashed out at us.
Yep, that's true.
For seemingly no reason. So at an age-appropriate level, you ought to share your finances with your kids. Let them know that there's income and outgo and that you have to make choices based on your needs and everybody else's. Let them know when there's times of feast and times of famine. The second thing is let them handle money. Let them earn it and let them know how to handle gifts. I mean, you know, whether you do an allowance that they earn or that you just give them, you know, once again, at an age-appropriate level, but get them used to handling money.
Right.
The next thing is just inform them about taxes. I remember when I first started working, and it's a while ago because minimum wage was $1 an hour and I had my first job at McDonald's, but I could do math. You know, if I worked 15 hours, I was supposed to make $15.
Right.
Well, the problem is that the bottom of the check isn't like the top of the check.
Sure isn't.
And nobody told me that, right? So once again, inform them about taxes. As they enter into the economy and the workplace, they'll learn more about it. Get them involved. Let them know you're paying taxes, right?
Yeah.
And that provides for their school, et cetera, and so forth. Involve them in buying decisions regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are making buying decisions all the time. Should I buy this or should I buy that or buy nothing at all? Bring them in on those conversations that's going on in your head at the age appropriate level, especially if you're in the store or something with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And once again, you just do it in a conversational way. This isn't some big thing. The next thing I would say is investigate the kids' money apps that are out here now.
Yeah.
There's several out here that the kids can engage with that you can monitor that actually teach them about some of the things we're talking about. And the final thing is teach them to save and invest.
Mm.
You know, it's not just about spending and spending wisely. It's about saving money. You know, once again, one of our truisms is it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep that makes a difference in your life. And the best way to do that is to incentivize it with matching funds.
I like that.
Okay. Tell them to save $100, and if they do, you'll put another $100 in there. That's the way to do it. Once again, I think those are some principles on how to raise some money smart kids. For kids that'll be money smart for life.
I love it all. I wished I could go back and do some of those things, as a matter of fact. But I can work with my grandkids at this point.
Absolutely. Nieces, nephews, this is for extended family as well, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to get smarter about our money. We got to make our mistakes earlier when they're less painful relatively.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really doing our kids a disservice if we turn them out into this world that requires a certain level of financial sophistication, unprepared.
Yep. Yes, for sure. Well, you can check out all things Mansa Musa on moneysmartlife.org. And for our archives, you can go to takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.